Hot 105 returning to us again this year from the Florida Black Historical Research Project. We have with us Denzulu Jean Tenney. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
And we also have Dr. Wallace Tenney. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, Rodney.
There's a rich black history in South Florida, especially with the native population, the Seminoles. And you have an event happening on Sunday, January 17th. But before we get into that, tell us about the Seminoles and that term. It means runaway, and oftentimes they were Native American and black people.
The Seminoles were essentially a very powerful alliance of Native Americans and African Americans, Native Americans escaping from settler encroachment in the English colonies to the north, to Florida, which was Spanish territory, and African Americans escaping from slavery to what was then called Freedom Land in Florida, where the Spanish king had actually even allowed black soldiers to be armed and defend a fort, essentially protect the Spanish colony from the English. The word Seminole comes originally from the Spanish word cimarron, which meant the same word that gives us Maroons, which meant, you know, runaway livestock and so forth. In the Muscogee or Creek Indian languages, as we call it now, Cimarrones became Seminole, and then Seminole came into English as Seminole.
Runaway of the native population and runaway Africans that didn't want slavery.
Right.
Now, there's a very significant event involving black people that happened 177 years ago, but it had such an impact. Dr. Wallace Tenney, what happened in Jupiter?
On Sunday, we're going to have a peace celebration rather than a celebration of war in remembrance of a battle that was fought there in 1838. There were two battles. My particular focus in this entire event is that my cousin, Issa Bryant, started a remembrance of this event that is known as the Second Seminole War. And he started the remembrance because he discovered that the place where the war took place was right there in Palm Beach County at Jupiter.
And these battles are significant in black Florida history.
There were two battles known today as Powell's Battle and Jessup's Battle. One took place on January 15th. Essentially what happened was the prelude to this was the Christmas Day 1837 Battle of Okeechobee, where the Seminoles were victorious over Zachary Taylor, although he claimed victory.
And Zachary Taylor would become the future president of the United States.
What they did, they kind of faded into the background, you know, disappeared, as the American soldiers would often say, and regrouped at northern Palm Beach County along the Loxahatchee River. The first battle came about when an expedition of soldiers and sailors under Lieutenant Levin Powell went in search of these Seminoles and were pretty much routed by them. And then in response to that, General Jessup, who was the supreme commander at the time, returned with 1,500 troops against the 300 Seminoles.
He referred to as this is a Negro war.
Right. He famously referred to this as a Negro war, not an Indian war. It had so much to do with people claiming that black Seminoles were their property, you know, and so forth. And then in the second battle, which took place on January 24th, Seminoles were not defeated. They escaped, but into, you know, territory that was, in fact, it's still called, I think it's called a Hungry Land Slough, because there was nothing growing there. They were in such a state of starvation that they were easily lured to Fort Jupiter, which had just been recently constructed by General Jessup, under a white flag of truce. When they went there, supposedly to talk peace, they were simply captured. They were tricked.
And we salute these black Seminoles, and on Sunday you have an event happening in Jupiter. Give us a contact number for more information.
Area code 305-772-7714, 305-772-7714, and the second number, 305-904-7620, 305-904-7620.
And give us a website.
FBHRP Inc., all one word, INC, .org.
The event begins at 10 a.m. We generally have many exhibits. We have lectures, the ceremony by Native American hummingbird from Miami-Dade County, and we have other Native Americans. I myself am Native American descendant. My grandmother was born on a reservation here in Tallahassee. Blacks and Native Americans formed a great alliance in the early years of this country, and we need to remember that.
And give us the address for the event on Sunday in Jupiter.
Riverbend Park, Loxahatchee Battlefield, 9060 West Indian Town Road. That's 1 mile west of both Florida's Turnpike and I-95.
A very historic event for the black history in South Florida, black Seminoles. It is the Florida Black Historical Research Group, the annual Seminole Maroon Remembrance, Sunday at Riverbend Park, 960 West Indian Town Road in Loxahatchee, Jupiter, Florida. And an interesting footnote, Zachary Taylor, former president, and I was taught history by his great-great-great-grandson. And what time do you start, Gene and Dr. Wallace, on Sunday?
At 10 a.m.
Denzulu Gene Tenney and Dr. Wallace Tenney, I thank you both.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you,
Rodney. Thank you very much.